Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today, you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints. And your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an object. And in this case, lots of little objects. That means you're going to be guessing what type of thing I am. Am I a spoon? A shoe? Or perhaps a phone? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down storyteller is.
Well, hello there! I see that you can't keep your eyes off me, and that's okay! Human beings are actually drawn to looking at me on a primal level, and as part of their evolutionary process, because the way I glint and sparkle reminds them of a life-sustaining resource, water. People have attempted to create images with me since ancient times. The first attempts by people to create me were back in some of the earliest civilizations, including the Egyptians, Chinese, Greeks, and Romans. There is art using the first versions of me as early as 40,000 BC. To create my effect in cave paintings, these early populations relied on mica flakes, which are unique, mineral-derived metallic flakes. But people couldn't get enough of me. They didn't just want me on cave paintings. They wanted me on loads of art projects, and even on their bodies as decorations. So, in 1934, the American machinist Henry Rushman created a machine that crushed plastic in large quantities. The shiny, fun, and very messy product that he created for all sorts of art projects and fashion purposes took off. And the company he founded remains one of the largest producers of me in the United States. I've actually been used in nail polish, and the person wearing me is trying to figure out how to take me off. It's difficult. As any parent will tell their kid, the relationship with me is extremely, sticky. I need something to stick onto, like glue in art projects. And like the polish that this person is trying to remove from her nails now, oh no. I see a cotton ball coming my way, trying to remove me. So it's go time!
It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator is a thing, comes in lots and lots of tiny pieces, sparkles, can be used for art projects and fashion, and parents have a love-hate relationship with it due to the difficulty of cleaning up. Your 30 seconds to think start now.
Thank you.
Well, try as she might, the woman simply couldn't remove all of me. There are too many little pieces of me, so I always find a way to stick to countertops and around the drain and in the carpet. Really, everywhere. In fact, despite how beloved I am for my incredible effects, I'm at the center of an environmental controversy for being so difficult to get rid of. Because I'm made up of tiny particles, I can pass through sewage treatment filters and eventually end up being dumped into the ocean. Since I'm made of plastic, it can then take up to, 400 years for each tiny particle of me to degrade. Oof. But I am such a fun component of your art projects. Even Madame Gazelle and Peppa Pig eventually caved when Peppa and her friends begged her to open her special locked cabinet and release me for use as a face mask decoration. You find me irresistible, and so, with that, I'm off to sparkle, shimmer, and glimmer on projects and in your fashion statements for years to come.
Okay, Upside Down Story Sleuths, now it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was Glitter. I hope you enjoyed today's Upside Down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.